Okay. Let's start now with Yoreh Siman Tzarichet. And this perhaps is going to be the overlap between Basar B'Cholav and Tarovis. Nis'arev Isur Behetav Min B'Sheino Mino Kigon Cholav Shenis'arev B'Basar. So you and I would say immediately Shishim, but wait a second, let's not jump the gun. Before we get to Shishim, I photocopied it. It should be on the page here.
Which page is it?
Reish Nun Gimel. So again, before we jump to Shishim, we have a much easier way, says the Shulchan Aruch, of deciding whether we can eat this taroves, and that is Yitamenu Akum. So that's called Te'imas Kfeilo. So we give the mixture to a Kfeilo. We ask him, hey, do you taste any milk in this meat? However, says Shulchan Aruch, Shishim is a fallback position. Im Ein Sham Akum, L'tomo, is then we need Shishim in the Heter, Kenegeda Isu. So getting back to the Mishnah on Daf Kufches of Tipas Cholv Shenofla Ala Kedera. And the Mishnah says, "In Yeshba b'No Saint Tam Osur." What does that "No Saint Tam" mean? How do I determine whether it's No Saint Tam or not? So you and I would have said, "Well, let's be Mishayev v'Shishim." Says the Shulchan Aruch, "I have a better way of doing it. Let's just give it over to an Akum for Te'imas Kfeilo." And Belineta will see the sources for this later on. So the Ramos says, "Achshav ein nogim lismoch al Te'ilas Akum." Very interesting. No, we became very religious. We don't rely on an ak. We don't want to hear what the guy has to say. Elatamid, meaning take it from Yad, don't even ask me. Mishayim Mishishim. There's no, in our minhag, he says there are no other options. And if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, I think the Sfaradim, even to this day, rely on Te'imas Aku, based on this Mechabit. But I don't think in our circles in Ashkenazic world you've ever heard of Te'imas Akum. So you run to the rabbi with a question about milk that's spilled, and we have these shilas all the time, don't think these are theoretical, so we look for Mohammed. No, we don't look for Mohammed. I'll tell you when we look for Mohammed. On Erev Pesach, I'm going to look for Mohammed. Because now Mohammed is going to buy our chametz. But we're not going to look for Mohammed for Tfilas Kfela. What? And if the mountain doesn't come to Mohammed, whatever. And this is all based on the Ramaz Minog L'chumra. Now the Mechaber goes on, and he says, Im Nishpach. Oh, this is fascinating. In other words, at this point, we don't have the option of Te'imas Kfeilo, because this concoction spilled. Or, if it spilled partially, now we want to use shishim, so we have the following problem. How are you going to decide whether the shishim here, when part of the mixture, spilled on the floor? Is the inyan she'enom yecholim lamad olav l'sharo? Is there a way of applying bittul without actually calculating the ratios here, because it's a case of nishpach? Says the Mechaber, and this is based on the Rashba, he says, afilu node shahayarubo heter hareza os. I'll explain it in just a minute. Aval im nisarev isabet min bimino v'nishpach binyin shein yichom lamed olav sharo im node shahayarubo heter reza mut. So our both say this is the first major fundamental distinction between what we call min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, which is the subject of the discussion for today. And that is whether or not rov will play a role. If you have min b'she'eno mino, if that's the mixture, so in such a case, you've got to know that there's shishim. The fact that you know that the iser is mute and the heter is rov, that's not enough. But if the mixture of Isa Vehetu was min bimino, even though I can't really determine whether I have shishim or not. But what I do know is that it's rov heter. In other words, I know that only a small amount of milk relative to the meat fell into this kedera. In such a case, even though I need shishim, but once I have a rov, that's enough. In a case of b'dieved where I can't know whether it was shishim.
Do we suggest it has to be yavish?
I don't think we're talking about yavish here. Yavish in general is batul b'rov. We're talking about a case of lach. Right? Lach. So you could have lach in, let's say, yayin b'yayin, or you can have lach in rotev b'rotev, and so forth and so on. And then you could have lach in the case of basa b'rotev. So now we have min b'sheino mino. So if it's a case of min b'mino, let's say yayin nesach that fell into yayin, that yayin shol heter, yayin kosher, and now is nishpach in such a way that I can't determine whether it's shishim, so I'm allowed to rely on the fact that I know this rov.
Are we talking about a mathematical rov, or just we think it's rov? Well, maybe like 51%, or we're talking about this.
So you're right. I mean, there'll be a gray area where we don't know for sure it's rov. No, in this case, we have to know that it's rov. So let's say you have a pot of many pieces of kosher meat, and then a piece of nevela falls into this pot, and it gets cooked all together. And now, guess what? Because they were, you know, the pieces fell in all different directions, I can't know with the shishim, but I know one thing for sure, that there were many, many more pieces of kosher meat than there was of trefa meat. And it's all mixed up, you know, min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, everything is mixed up together with rotev and with liquids and so forth and so on. I need shishim. But I don't know if there's shishim. Says the Mechaber, I know there's rov. Once I know this rov, I can be marked at the tarov. So the Shach explains why. This is all based on Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Shach, Hainu Taima, why is it that rov is sufficient? Mishum de kaimalon kedas Rabbeinu Tam, de tam keikar osamea Torah bitarovis min b'sheno mino. This is the exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that min b'mino afilu bielef lo bato. We're going to hold that min b'mino is batul b'rov. And the Torah that requires bitul b'shishim, that's a doraisa that only applies by min b'she'eno mino. We're going to try to analyze this. Amo b'tarovas min b'mino, on a doraisa level, all you need is rov. Again, as I emphasize, the exact opposite min akotzel akotzel from Yehuda, who says that adrav min b'mino is lechumra, and even bitul b'shishim is not going to help you. Now he's saying we don't even need bitul b'shishim on a doraisa level. We're always afraid that you might confuse min b'mino with min b'she'eno mino. So lahashvos b'neim, we're going to require shishim, but let's not forget the forest for the trees, that on a doraisa level, all you need is rov. And we're going to try to explain why. Now this explains the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says that when meat falls into meat, but I know that there are many more pieces of meat of kosher meat than trefa meat, then I know that I have a rov. So even though I need shishim, but I don't know whether it's shishim or not, it becomes what kind of a safek? A safek drabana. And safek drabana is lekula, because the entire requirement in min b'mino of shishim is only a gzera atu min b'sheino mino. So now that I've covered my bases as far as Doraisa is concerned, because on a Doraisa level, min b'mino is bat of a rov, and I know I have a rov, now I have a Safik Derabbanan because of Nishbach. So in a case of a Safik Derabbanan, do I have Shishim or do I not? I can be mat to the Kedera. And the Shach explains that Tam Ki'ika, which is a Doraisa, is only in a case of min b'she'eno mino. Abel b'tarovis min b'mino, Kevon she'ein ha'isur no saying tam beheter,
which is hard to understand.
Right, but he's understanding tam almost on a.
You can say, I can't distinguish the tam because the two tamim are the same. You can't say right. That doesn't give any tam. It certainly is giving tam.
Right. So he's saying that when two things have the identical tam, then it's not pshat that one transfers the tam to the other, but rather each one retains its own tam. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. So again, let's go back to min b'mino. According to Rabbeinu Tam, min b'mino is considered, let's underline these words, she'ein ha'iser nosein tam b'heter. Is memela, if there's no nesinas tam, then basically anytime I pick up something from this taroves, I don't know, is it the iser or is it the heter, but there's no tam. Meaning the heter retains its own tam. The only thing is I don't know where the iser is. You know what I mean? I'm putting my hand into this kedar, I'm pulling out a piece of meat. Maybe that's the tray for meat. So we're going to say batul barov. If your whole suffix is not in the sinas tam, then we're going to apply the pitzul batul barov. So let's for a moment go back to what we discussed yesterday. If you still have the pages, and that was just 1 second. That was on page. Wait, give me a second. Sorry. Yeah, that was on page Resh Mem Beis. I'm sorry, Resh Mem Aleph. In the paragraph that started Ulam, if you happen to have yesterday's pages. So there, what we said was to explain the Rashba is that if you have a taroves of Iser and Heter, the Iser has a tam pogum in it. You follow my case here, Rabbo. So you have a piece in the vela, but it's beginning to it's past its expiration date. Somebody said that yesterday. That you feel so it's already, you know, if it's the shmeknish, it doesn't smell so good. So in that case, the Rashba says that all you need is bitul barov. Why? This is on line 4. He says because it's an isur she'eino nosein tam. So again, we have a chefzid isura, but it's not nosein tam. What happens if you have a mixture of a chefzid isura, but it's not nosein tam? And what's the answer? Three letters, starts with the resh, ends with the beis. Rov. You with me? Why? Because if it's not nosein tam, then the whole entity of shishim is irrelevant, is inapplicable. But what you're left with is, wait a second, I got a davar aser in this taromis. Now, if the nevela stinked in Gansen, you know, it's mamish ain't a real agar, it's not humanly, consumable, if there's such a word.
Edible.
Then in such a case, that's already heter gomor. But the Rashba understands that even though it's no sing tam, but it's not pogum to the extent that it's ain't a royal achilus adam, and if it's not like nevela ain't a real agar, it's a davar aser. But the problem is, what about the rest of the tarovas? And the answer is that Dover also can't give tam into the rest of the Tarot. Again, don't ask me for Mitzias. The Mitzias, it probably does give tam. But since the tam pogum, tam ki ikar only applies when it is a sinas tam l'shvat. So b'meila, what the Rashba ends up with is that Dover also she'ena no sin tam, again, al pidin, it doesn't give tam into that Tarot, because it's pogum in the Tarot, is batul barov. If we assume, like Rabbeinu Tam, and again, these are the four words that we underlined here. Sha'isa, Eina, Isa, five words. Eina, Isa, no saying tam baheter. And why is it that the Isa doesn't give tam baheter? Not because the tam pogum, but because there's no battle here, there's no confrontation. In other words, when do we say that A gives tam into B? That's because there's a head-on collision between the tam of A and the tam of B. So the tam of A penetrates into B, and vice versa. That's only b'min v'sheino mina, but in the case of min b'mino, eino isu no sein tam b'heter. Is that memela? If there's no nesinas tam, raise a bottle b'rov. Elo what the chachamim say, well, tomorrow you're going to assume rov, even in the case of min v'sheino mina, so we require shishim. Or if there's a vade rov, then we lower the suffix from a doraisa down to the rabbonon, and suffix the rabbonon l'kula. But if it was a tarovas of min, b'she'eino mino, so now we have a suffix doraisa l'chumra. Why? Because now we have an asinus tam. It's an iser on no saying tam because it's min b'she'eino mino, and therefore I need shishim. If I don't know for sure I have shishim, I'm left with a suffix don't rise.
Is that the Shach svara about the chain that he said nothing tam be'etem? Is that the Shach explaining the be'etem?
I don't know. If you don't mind, John, maybe you could bring me the Shach, or maybe you can print it out for us. It's always kedai to see the Shach inside. You're right. I mean, eschatoyni maskir. I didn't have the time to read the Shach inside, so I was relying on a secondary source.
Is that the it's such a shver sorry, I'm sorry, I really don't understand how you can say that. It's not so.
Right.
It's a din.
And Rabbi Yehuda has the opposite approach, your approach, that if it's all the same time, then it's a total... It's an absolute total exchange of time, and there's no bittul here. You can't be mevatel a time when it's the same time.
Well, this is not because of bittul. This is because of a special din of nesinas tam.
Okay, how do you know it's a special din? So that's the next paragraph. This next paragraph is going to blow you out of the water, because it's going to show you, you know, they say that, I think Rav Soloveitchik said about Rav Chaim, his father, that before Rav Chaim, Yoredeya was pots and pans. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that phrase?
Yeah.
So if you think that before Yoredeya, before Rav Chaim, Yoredeya was pots and pans, here's a perfect example to prove to you that Yoredeya is not pots and pans. That Yoredeya is nothing like what we think it is. You know, we're all into this whole thing about Tom this way and Tom that way, and do we taste the Tom, do we not taste the Tom? There's much more to Yoredeya than meets the eye. This is mind-boggling. Take a look at this. The Ramah writes the following. How do you define whether this is min b'mino or min b'sheino mino? Says the Ramah, Azlinen basa shma velo basa taima. Again, Rabosai, if you underline those words, I don't think there's anything more revolutionary in Yoredeya than those words. It completely, hofech hasakar al pia. It changes everything that we know about Yoredeya. Because Azlinen basa shma velo basa taima. You have it? I'll show it to you in the Ramah, but right now if you have this page Reish Nun Gimel, it's on the first line of the second paragraph. Can you underline those words? Azlina basa shma velo basa taima. So imagine, Rabosai, you have two kinds of cheese. So I'm just throwing out an example. And they both are cheese, but they have different names. You know, one is called Swiss cheese and one is called British cheese, okay? I don't know. You'll make up a name. So that we don't care whether two things have the same time or don't have the same time. As long as they have different names. We're going to soon see these examples. We'll flesh it out. And it all depends on Shema. Says the Shach, what is the man batting about? You know, you and I can't say that about the Ramah. The Ramah is like a Rishon. But the Shach is only 50 years after the Ramah. You know, he's almost like a contemporary of the Ramah. I don't know exactly, you look it up in Google, exactly how many years younger the Shach was from the Ramah. The Shach says, L'chora, ma'idah tarovas isa v'heter min b'shein omino os asura min ha-Torah adi'ika shishim v'heter k'neged ha-isur. When we speak about shishim, and in the case of min b'shein omino, which according to the Ramah means that they have two different shemos, and in a case of the Tarovas min b'shein omino, we're going to say that the Easter is no same time but heter. Heich efshal lios she tarovas shel shnei dvarim hashavim b'shma, if two things have two different time but they have the same name. So let's say we added two different types of cheese, but they're all called cheese. That's the opposite of the case that I gave you before. He says, "Azlina basa shma velo taima," and "Chashiv kimin b'mino," which means that on a doraisa level, it's batel b'rov, and you don't need shishu. And again, if we apply that back to the first paragraph, in a case of mishpach, that's going to have tremendous repercussions. You're going to tell me that it's min b'mino, and therefore it's only a suffix to rabbanan as soon as I know it's rov. Yeah? Yeah, you with me? Everybody with me? Again, as we said before, once we determine that this tarovus is min b'mino, and once we determine that this rov heter against the iser, then you're allowed to eat this tarovus even though you don't know if this shishim. Now, what is this mixture of min b'mino? It's two things that have two different tamim, but they have the same shem. Hare im einam shavim b'tama. If admittedly the Ramah is saying they don't have the same tam, and all we have is Rov, and Rov is not enough to get rid of the Tam, we don't have Shishim, or at least we don't know we have Shishim in the previous paragraph, is Vadai Ha'isur no Saint Tam Beheter. Do you have it? I underlined that in my copy. I don't know if the photocopy didn't come out. Bevadai Ha'isur no Saint Tam Beheter. Rabosai, you have two things that have two different tamim, and therefore we're going to assume that for sure the Easter is no same time. Imagine, Rabosai, you have two things that have two different tamim, and after Bittul Barov you're going to eat this taroves on a Doraisa level, or in the case of Suffolk, because it's only a Suffolk Durban, right? You're going to eat this taroves, you're going to eat the whole spiel. Well, guess what? You're eating something that has the tam of Easter. It has to have the time of Isur, because as Lina Basa Shema, Velo Basa Taima. And if Velo Basa Taima says the Shach, you've got two things that have two different Tamim. The Tam of one is going to enter into the Tam of the other unless you have Shishim. At what point does the Tam completely dissipate, so to speak? You know, it's so spread out that it's Eino Nirgash. It's only when you have Shishim. Here you don't have Shishim. Or in the case that we discussed before, at the beginning of Siman Tzariches, you don't know if you have Shishim. If you don't have Shishim, then my friend, you are tasting the Tam of Isur, and the Torah says Tam Ki Ikar. So you can tell me, no, it's Min B'mina. Why is it Min B'mina? Because it has the same shame. We'll go out and we'll look, you know, in, I don't know, you'll have to correct me on this, but we call it Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. Did you ever hear such a thing? Maybe that's a British dictionary, I don't know. Was Webster British or American? American?
Oxford.
Oh, the Oxford Dictionary. So I'm going to look up in the Oxford Dictionary, and I'm going to come to the conclusion that these two things have two different tam and have the same shame. Yeah. And therefore the Ramah says it's Min Bimino and it's Bata Barol. V'amayeno Osu Ben HaTorah, says the Shach, B'Dolek HaShishim. It's a Taromis of Min B'Sheino Mino, because they're two different tamim. And therefore the Shach completely rejects the Ramah. And he says, Li olam le inyan agdoras min b'sheinu mino min b'mino as linen basa taima v'lo basa shma. Completely disregards the Ramah.
The whole concept of mino, what does min mean?
Depends. Are you whose glasses are you wearing? The Shach's or the Ramah's?
This is meat and this is meat. Or are you saying that, no, I don't care if this is meat and this is meat. What does this taste like? What does this taste like?
Correct.
So the
Shach says, well, let's look at Tom. You know, let's see if it has the same Tom or it doesn't have the same Tom. If it has the same Tom, then it's Min B'mino. But if it has two different Tom, then that's Min B'sheinu Mino, because the whole purpose here of Shishim is to get rid of the Tom.
How can you possibly determine it has the same Tom and you can't taste it with the trefa mitzvah if it has the same Tom?
Oh, so we'll give it to Kfeil, whatever it might be. In other words, it's a case where we know that it has two different Tom, but the Olam, you know, Pukhazi Lebrach, Amadabar, and they call it by the same name. So they call it by the same name, but you and I know it as two different tamim. The Ramah is not denying that he's going to apply the principle of min b'mino bata barov even when it has two different tamim. V'lo basa taima, says the Ramah. And the Shach says, how can you say such a thing?
Somebody think that.
And again, if all of your day is pots and pans, then for sure the Shach is right. Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Somebody think that the same cut of meat that is basar shkuta and the same cut of meat that is basar lo shkuta tastes different?
No. Yosef, we're not changing the tam. The tam is whatever you and I know it to be. There are objective, you know, the clarifications of what the tam is.
Right.
But the question is, when the halacha says that min b'mino is bought to berov, what is min b'mino? You and I would have said, intuitively, and that's the Shach, it's not bad if we're in the company of the Shach, that it all depends on tam. And if you've determined, and we all know objectively, that two things have the same tam, then it's min b'mino. If two things have two different tam, it's min b'sheino mino. Comes along the Ramah and says it all depends on Shema. Again, we'll see the examples as we go along. Right now, we're in the abstract world, you know, but you have to trust me on this, that we're talking about two things that have two different tamim, and the Ramah calls it Min B'mino. Why? Because it's the same Shema.
What does the Shema mean?
Shema means the way that the way that we call it, the way that the Amcha, the people on the street, and you go into the store, and they give two things that have two different tamim, the same name. Again, we'll... hang on there. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I need your patience in this case. We're gonna flesh out the cases as we go along through this very complicated maze, of which I gave you 2 pages. Am I right? I gave you 2 pages, 2 sides of 1 page, but it goes on for 10 pages. It's the longest piece in the entire book. But I had Rachmanis on myself and on you, so I only photocopied 2 pages.
So basically, you've got 2 types of tam. You've got physical tam,
right?
You've got halakhic tam.
Correct. Excellent. Beautiful. Yeah. And the Rambam is operating in the world of halakhic tam. He's post Reb Chaim, even though he's 3 centuries before Reb Chaim, 4 centuries. But he's operating with halakhic concept of tam. And the shach is yelling and screaming. You know, we're talking about shishim because the purpose of shishim is to get rid of the tam. So we have to look at physical tam as the metzias of tam. Or is it possible that shishim is to be understood in a whole different way? And that's what we're going to try to understand in order to justify the Ramah, that we think since we're born that shishim is some sort of magical way of getting rid of tam. You know, the tam, as I said, dissipates and it's not nirgash and all that stuff. And maybe that's not what shishim is all about. Okay then?
Is the shach that uses that lashon?
So that's the shach's interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, good. Does he tell you where to find Rabbeinu Tam? By the way, is it in Sefer Yosha? Oh, so that's the daf that we had yesterday. Is it still floating around on the table? Oh, actually, I was the one who put it back yesterday. Yeah, because I was afraid that somebody might be learning Avodah Zarah. I'm just kidding. The reason why I put it back on the shelf is because the main sugyas of Yoredeya, many of them are in Avodah Zarah, and the Kohel is learning Yoredeya, so they need Avodah Zarah.
The Rabbeinu Tam is also in another place, also in Zvachamai and Tesonarot.
Oh, that I know by heart. Okay. Just kidding. Okay. Truth is, I learned Zvachim, I never learned Avodah Zarah. But, you know, one of the reasons I want to, I'm thinking, I think I mentioned this to you, of getting on board with Daf Yomi, is because Avodah Zarah, one of the main reasons is Avodah Zarah. I don't know what to do with Erevin. I never learned Erevin. And I'm scared like the Dickens of Erevin. I don't know, I'm going to probably... You know, if I come in here with real severe stomach aches, you'll know I'm learning Erevin. You know, but Avodah Zarah, I think, is a little bit more doable. Again, Avodah Zarah requires a lot of mitzvah. You have to know the mitzvahs. But Erevin is like really abstract. I mean, Erevin is one of the most abstract masechtas in Shas. And when we learned Sukkah, you know, all the Erevin sukkahs we skipped. Because we didn't know enough about Erevin to learn Sukkah. But if you've done a good job on Sukkah, then Erevin should be relatively easy. But as I said to you, I'm looking for a framework within which to learn the Daf Yomi. I haven't yet solved that problem. So if gentlemen, you would vote that this hour or so that we get together would be a Daf Yomi, or at least an Iyun in the Daf Yomi. Do you follow what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what I would do is I would take a sugya, let's say if I look at a week of Daf Yomi and I would focus on 1 or 2 sugyas within that week, you know, that could be something that would help me and project me. So I'm doing a little bit of a marketing job, because I don't know beans about all this social media. You know, as I always say, the one course in college I didn't take that I could possibly use, you know, all the courses I took in phenomenology are worth nothing in terms of teaching Torah. I'm exaggerating. But I never took a course in marketing.
You have to rephrase it then to Iyun.
Right. We'll call it Iyun Daf Yomi. So if anyone's interested, please let me know. In the meantime, I have to tell you that I'm going back to college to take a course in marketing. I don't mean that literally, but that's what I really should do. Anyway. So now the Rav wants to declare a Chakira, and based on this Chakira, he wants to interpret the Ramah. What's the getter of Bitul B'Shishim? In a taroves, he writes of lach balach or lach biyovesh in a case of min b'sheino mino. So again, this is classical bitul b'shishim, and you and I would say, let's just get rid of the tam, right? As we said, it dissolves or it spreads out, and it's no longer nirgash. Okay, Now, I'm not sure why he has parentheses here. I mean, I would have left out the parentheses. You know, lach v'lach or lach b'yovish, but, you know, that's min b'sheino mino. As opposed to, you know, yovish b'yovish. Yovish b'yovish is really a din of rov. You know, that you don't have to ask me about Shishin, because as far as Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, there's no transmission of Tam, so to get rid of the Tam through Shishin is totally, you know, it might be on a Drabana level in certain cases, but as far as Doraisa, I mean, I don't have to ask myself why, you know, what's the meaning of Bittul B'Shishin?
I'm a little confused. When you say Lach and Yovish, is this a new definition of min b'mino mish she'eino mino?
No, he's just pointing out that whatever your case is of min b'she'eino mino, you have to have some sort of nesinas tam. So let's say, for example, I would put two things in a kedera, I mean, two things on the table, let's say, mix them together, I don't know which one's which, and they were yovish b'yovish. Even if it would be min b'she'eino mino, it would be totally irrelevant on a doraisa level, because there's no nesinas tam, and therefore be batel berov. So he points out that you have to have an element of lach here in the equation, because if everything is yovesh, then for sure it's bitul berov. There's no shaychus here to talk about bitul b'shishin, because bitul b'shishin means that there's a transfer of tam. So the basic prerequisite of a transfer of tam has to be lach. If it's not lach and everything is yovesh, don't talk to me about transfer of tam. Now, you can have two possibilities. In lach, you can have min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. So we're going to assume, like we underlined here in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, or the shach in Rabbeinu Tam, that in the case of min b'mino, eino isur no sing tam beheter. Correct? Eino isur no sing tam beheter. So therefore, what we're going to need is here, if we want to talk about shishim, we have to exclude two things. We have to exclude yovesh b'yovesh, and we have to exclude min b'mino. Are you following me? I didn't add anything. I'm just repeating what we've said over and over again. Because again, in Yovish B'Yovish, there's no Nesinas Tam. And in Min B'Mino, even in the case of Lach, there's no Nesinas Tam. Therefore, he's going to address the case of Lach B'Lach, but it's got to be Min B'Sheino Mino, or Lach B'Yovish Min B'Sheino Mino. There's always got to be an element of Lach, and it always has to be Min B'Sheino Mino. Once you combine those two, now we talk about Shishim. Any other description or application of Shishim is all Derabbanan. We're going back to the Doraisas now. Okay. Watch this. Ha'im Pirusha. Wow, this is mamish wild. Again, you know, I'm scared here, because usually when the Rav presents a Chakira, I could relate almost intuitively to both sides in the Chakira. Like before, we were clarifying in a shir about the Bav Metzia, how does Shlichus operate? Is it only in the Chalos, or is it even in the Maisa, that the Shlich is the extension of the Maisa of the Mishalech? I mean, those two studim, that's what a Chakir is beautiful for. You have an intuitive feeling for. Here, the first side in the Chakir, which is going to ultimately open up the door for the Ramah, to understand the Ramah, is totally counterintuitive, if I would say it. I would never in a million years have come up with this definition. Li'olam af bitarovas min v'sheino mino, Guf ha'iser batel berov heter. That means that the halacha of bitel berov is not limited to min b'mino, where we said that there's no nesinas tam. Even min b'she'eino mino, which clearly is a transfer of tam, the Torah relies on rov. Ella, so what is the din of tam ki'ika? I mean, we know that the Torah requires shishim in the case of min b'she'eino mino. That's not a rabbinic institution. To call od tama isa nirgash beheter, hare hu oser midin tam keikar. What he's saying is that the tam is going to be mafkia rov. Do you follow? In other words, there are laws and restrictions in bittul. When we get to the first stage, the stage number one, the Torah relies on bittul berov. Narvas, since there's a tam, so that's a limitation. You don't apply bitul berov. This reminds me, for example, of the sugya of kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzad dami. In other words, I have rov, but the Torah says, no, I can't rely on rov. Why? Because it's kavua. So the kavua limits bitul berov. Why? Because if something is kavua, I look at it, and I see it, and I identify it.
It's like a double band.
Correct, it's Nikar, what's called Nikar Bimkomo. Tosus in many, many sugyas in Shas identifies Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtza as nikar ha'isur nikar b'mekomo. So that means you went into one of these 10 butcher shops. There's the one that's selling treif. Doesn't bother me that there are 9 out of 10 that are selling kosher meat. As long as it's nikar ha'isur, that's mevatel, that undermines, if you will, the din of bittul. I can't throw it into a tarovus because it's nikar b'mekomo. Something that's nikar jumps out of the tarovus. And now the Rav wants to be mechadish a gevaldig chiddush that tam equals nikar b'mekomo, which means that tam is a mafki of bittul. So the whole discussion here about whether there is tam or isn't tam is all a discussion to would we be mafki of bittul or not. But even though it's min b'shein umino, the Torah relies on bittul. Again, that's a magical conclusion, but that bittul b'rov applies even in the tarovus where there is tam. Hello, what? There's another din that restricts, or I call it a mafkia. It's a mafkia, the din of what? Of bit of a robe, and that's called the sinas tam. So the reason why the Torah requires shishim is simply because without shishim, I cannot substantiate the bit of a robe. The robe. You follow? It's not that there's a new din of shishim. The din of shishim comes through the back door in order to close the pircha. It's like you know, when you have a pircha on a kal v'chomer, you need a pircha on the pircha, so that the din of tam is a pircha on the rov. But if I can get rid of that tam, then I'm back to square one, and the matir of bittul is bittul barov. Let's read it inside. This is the first side. We haven't even gotten to the second side yet. Li'olam af b'tarovus min b'shein umino gufa isur batel b'rov heter. In other words, the Torah relies on rov as a matter of bittul, even in a case of min b'shein umino. I mean, that's radical. I mean, I never would have dreamt of such a thing. Ella, but we have a problem. This is already afka. This is already a minia. This is already a barrier that is going to restrict rov. What's that restriction? Kol od shetama isur nirgash beheter, harehu oser midin tam keikar, o mishum dechashiv nikara isur. Oh, that's. I was more on the second side of nikara. That's why I compared it to kavua of nikara isur vahadre lisura kama. In other words, it's a mafka of bittul, meaning bittul barov. Inami. Now this is the second side of the Chakir. This is the side that's a little bit more, shall I say, intuitive. He says, Mishum detam is the tama iser oser mitzaratzmo. I mean, that's how I was taught since I was nursed from my mother's milk, that the tama iser is an oser. That's called tam ki ikar. Now he adds three words here. Again, you have to look up in the footnote here another shear, so maybe we'll get to that too. And he says, Havi ki Isur Chadash. I think what he means by Isur Chadash is that once the Tam penetrates, I mean to say, once the Tam Isur penetrates into the Heter, so the Torah says that Heter carrying a Tam Isur is Osir. That's what he calls an Isur Chadash. But it's all around, it's all about Tam. In the Mela, what do I need? Why do I need Shishim? It's move on Mela. Right? Because since the Tam is the source of the Isur, and the reason for the Isur, and the cause of the Isur, therefore I got to get rid of that Tam. If I can't get rid of the Tam, then I'm in deep trouble. So how do I get rid of that Tam? And the answer is, I look for Shishim. If there's Shishim in the Heter against the Isur, then there's no Tam. So my purpose in activating Shishim is Kedei Sheyasalek Tam HaIsur B'Mitzius. Lenny, that's what you were saying before. What was the word you used in reality? What was the word you used?
Physical.
Physical. Excellent. Physical. So I need to get rid of the physical reality of, or impact of, the Tam of Isur, because otherwise the Tam of Isur is an Oser. And the Mela, I need Shishim, because without Shishim, I'm not going to be able to be Masalik the Tam of Isur. Okay. Okay, now where does he pick up the Ramah? Give me 1 second here to get my head on straight. Oh, so that's going to be in the next paragraph in there. How are we doing on the clock, by the way? Not too great.
It's 12.
Okay, so we don't have that much time. But again, this will give me an opportunity to clarify the thoughts, because again, this is what I call not bar not, meaning what you're getting is the shiurim of the Rav written up by a Talmud who never learned by the Rav. He was too young to learn by the Rav. So it's a little bit paradoxical, if you know what I mean. The Rav in general was opposed to circulating his notes. I'll tell you stories about that, but not now. He says, O Dilma, li olam bitaroves min b'sheino mino, lo batal ha'iser b'rov heter, the dinu, the chol sheyesh nesinas tam iser b'heter, lo sagi b'rov ragil. In other words, you have to intensify the rov. Now here I think the third formulation is very similar to the first formulation. We'll see the nuances of differences. But he's saying that once there's an Asinus Tam Isur Beheter, then the Torah requires a jacked up rove. What do I mean by jack up? You know, sometimes you have a number, it's a small number, you have to jack it up to a higher number. Like, I'm not willing to sell it to you at 10, so you have to sell it to me, you know, you have to offer it for me at 100, right? Or I have to offer it to you at 100. Kedei Levatala Isur. So now what happens is that the shear of rove now is not sufficient. I need a bit of a rove that has a rove gadol. So Rav Shechter in the footnote says we find such a thing by dinin nefashos. In other words, let's say you have a Sanhedrin, right, in a capital case. It's not enough that you have, where the 23 judges, so it's not enough that you have 13 to 12. No, one second, help me out here. It's not enough that you have 12 to 11, right? 12 and 11 is 23? Okay. So it's not enough, you can't condemn a person to death with a rove of 12 to 11. You need a rove of 2. So it's got to be 13 to 10. Well, no.
Yeah, that's the best you can do.
Yeah. Oh, it's 13 to 10. Okay. So sometimes the Torah...
Minimum of 2.
Right, you need a minimum of 2. And sometimes the Torah jacks up the rove to a higher number. The kach nemra halacha tishir rove zeh hu shishin beheter kineged isur. So Rav Osa, if we compare number one to number three, in both cases we're saying that min b'sheino mino is batal b'rov. However, The Torah requires shishim for one of two reasons. I'm focusing now on one and three. In one, the Torah requires shishim because otherwise it's like nikara isur, and therefore you can't apply bitul barov. In number three, he's saying that the Torah says that since I'm tasting the isur, therefore I have to jack it up to a rov gadol yoser, and therefore I take the rov and I convert it into shishim. Right, it's a super rov. But in both 1 and 3, we're not talking about Siluk Tama Isa B'Metzias, but a Bitul Al Pidin, and that's going to lead us in the next paragraph to completely open up the Shita, or the understanding of the Shita, the Ramah, that even in Min B'Sheino Mino, even in Min B'Sheino Mino, you could have Bitul Barov as long as they have the same shame, even though they have a different Tama. Okay, then?